All right, this is part two of the 2020 recap. So go ahead and stay tuned for the next segment of this. It's going to be great, just like the first one. But we're getting into a lot more deeper stuff in this second segment, so stay tuned for that. But, so we were talking about the election, and
yeah,
they literally showed these machines, and they're saying, literally, it's literally a switch on the bottom of the machine that they can press, and the incoming votes will switch candidates. So if they're seeing a bunch of votes are coming in for Trump, they literally flip that switch, and it goes to Biden. And they have software that takes the incoming votes and predicts where the votes are going to go.
Okay.
And do you remember at one point during the election when they stopped counting in the middle of the night?
I do. I remember it was like 1 a.m. and yeah. They stopped counting. And I was like, well, we were so – like it was a couple of states were left. And it was like, oh, this is when it comes – because if Trump wins these states, he's in. If Biden wins these states, Trump's going to have a tough
time.
So
what people were coming out and saying was the votes for Trump – were coming in by a lot, and Biden was actually losing really badly. Mm-hmm. That they had to, their software wasn't working. They had to literally stop counting, and then bring in all those fake ballots. Mm-hmm. So they're saying like, "Oh, we found 6,000 fake ballots."
Okay.
But there could have been votes before that were literally switched.
Yeah.
These are the same machines that Castro. Sorry. Chavez, the president of Venezuela, used to win his election.
Okay. So basically what people are theorizing is that Biden rigged the election, that the Democrats rigged the election.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. That's the thing. As someone as an outsider who has has no fucking finger on the political pulse of this country, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it makes sense. It makes total sense that they would want Trump out of there. Again, no fucking clue. No clue what's going on in the political landslide.
But it makes sense
because Trump was such a disruption to the machine. Mm-hmm. And as someone who just watched and just saw how much he upset the politicians, mm-hmm. it made sense. But at the same time, I didn't want to sit there and say, oh, well, you know, of course they rigged the election. Of course they did. They didn't want Trump in there because that's not my beliefs. I don't believe that they did it until I can see firsthand. Yeah, they did it. Right now, it's pretty fucking sketchy. It's pretty sketchy.
Yeah. Because, too, you have to look at it this way. The media, like we were talking about earlier,
mm-hmm.
whose side are they on, realistically, the majority of the media?
It depends. It depends on who they're talking to.
The mainstream media.
Well, again, it depends because you even said that Fox News was starting to go left and then they came back right because they lost a lot of viewers. Right. So it depends on who is viewing the content. Like you, for example.
Yeah.
You have listeners and no offense. I know that you're not deemed a right-wing show. But a lot of people can look at your show and say, well, he's right-wing because he says a lot of things that right-wing say, mm-hmm. but he also gives a perspective on overall of what's mm-hmm. going on.
Yeah.
And a lot of left people are going to look at your show and say, well, he's just strictly right. Oh, that's another fucking Nazi in the making. When they're not listening to what you're saying.
Right.
So I get it.
Yeah, 100%.
But
my point being is the media, the past 4 years, the mainstream media
mm-hmm.
has been against Trump the entire time, even when he was running against Trump.
Well, they were so excited for him to fail.
Yeah.
They were so excited because at first it was, well, if he can get it, like, who's to stop fucking Flavor Flav back when he was still relevant?
Well, you have to look
who's to stop him from running for president and winning because Trump won? That's a lot of what people's mm-hmm. mindsets were because he was just a TV personality.
Yeah. But you have to look at it too. If you look at who owns the media, and each like CNN, MSNBC, you have to look at who owns these. And it's the same people. They own every mainstream media news station, including Fox. It's the same, owned by the same group of people.
The same people who own CNN own Fox. How do you know this?
Just look it up. This is information you can literally go and find, like, on Google.
Okay.
And so that's why most of the mainstream media is left-leaning. And then you have Fox as an exception. But the money, you have to trace the money of where it comes from. You know who George Soros is?
Familiar.
Yeah. Basically one of the wealthiest guys in America.
Yeah.
Backstory on him, he was a Jew.
He was or still is?
Well, so...
Is he...
He was a Jew back in World War II.
Okay.
And the reason I say it was is because he was recruited by the Nazis and he helped the Nazis actually catch more Jews.
But it does... Wait, hold on now. Is he still Jewish?
I don't know.
Because if you say was...
Yeah.
That means he's no longer a practicing Jew. Right. He no longer believes in the Jewish
religion. I don't believe that he's actually a Jew. Me personally, knowing what I know, I don't believe he's actually a Jew.
Because he was recruited by the
Nazis. Well, not only that, just because of the agenda that he's pushing. So there's a lot that my personal belief is that he's not Jewish. He was of Jewish background, is of Jewish background. Mm-hmm. But maybe I don't believe that he's still a Jew. That's just my opinion.
A practicing
But anyway, he's one of the guys that is behind a lot of the stuff you see happening. It sounds almost like supervillainish, but it's like modern day, like realistic kind of supervillain. He is funding so many different organizations, including Black Lives Matter and Antifa. You know Antifa.
I've heard so much about Antifa, and honestly, at this point, I'm a little concerned about Antifa.
Yeah,
I've heard of what they've done, what they've tried to do. A lot of times, they protest political speakers at colleges, but sometimes they'll have violent intentions.
That's not even the protest at the college thing. That's not even like.
But the
violent, that was like early on Antifa.
But the violent intentions.
Yeah.
That they have like.
Those are the
filling groups. A milkshake with concrete and letting it harden, yep. And then throwing that at someone's head. That's just, come on now. Handing out knives to recruits and telling people, oh, we got sawed-off shotguns on the
this
way.
This is early on. I know what you're talking about. This is, like, early Antifa. Antifa now is the group that has infiltrated Black Lives Matter. They show up at, like, any...
What do you mean by infiltrated?
Remember we were talking about earlier how it used to be, you know, it started off as protests. Mm-hmm. Everything was kind of cool, and then riots and all this. The riots specifically started happening.
Okay.
They use Black Lives Matter as a way to basically derail everything and throw everything into chaos.
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
How did they infiltrate or...
Yeah. How did they infiltrate? How did Antifa... Well, infiltrate Black Lives
Matter. It's quite easy.
I'm actually thoroughly intrigued. Like, how do you infiltrate a movement like that when you have such a set mindset on what you want to do with your party? That's kind of a way that I can explain how my mindset is right now. That's how Nazis infiltrated the KKK. That's what it sounds like to me. I know that is a large statement to make, and I know that is a touchy statement. But that's what it sounds like to me right now. Is that
in a way, that's kind of what it is.
Okay.
And I'll explain. So, obviously, you have these protests, and anyone can go to them, right? And what we were seeing is the protests started out, they were all cool. And then all of a sudden, you know, one guy starts throwing bricks. Or one guy decides to set fire to a car. And... a majority of the people either leave and say, I don't want to be a part of this.
Right.
And then a lot of people stay and say, oh, okay, this is what we're supposed to be doing right now.
Right.
And we're seeing people in trucks drop off bricks and bringing, like, the riot shields that all have the same symbols on them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the people that were making these. bats and all that stuff, literally coming in trucks, dropping off supplies for them, and people coming in either voluntarily or even getting paid to do it, and saying, "Hey, go to this protest and, you know, cause some havoc." It's literally stuff that you can look up and find.
Okay.
And
this was actually like backed by Antifa itself.
Oh, they're not going to admit it now. Antifa isn't. Oh, actually, no. Some people in Antifa do come out clean and just say, like,
but it was proven that they were practicing these, or not practicing, but they were doing these
activities.
These activities.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, they're either waving the flag or they have badges, or like it's obvious that it's Antifa.
They have their own flag.
They have their own symbol. Yeah.
What is their symbol?
It's like I'll show you. It's like it looks pretty menacing. I think Antifa.
Menacing. So a party that claims that they're for social justice has an insignia that's menacing. Oh yeah, that's so menacing. It's flags.
But it's like they dress in all black, and then they have, you know, mostly black and red, a little bit of red. It's like
that sounds very familiar of another party, which was the National
Socialist.
Socialist something, right? It was National Socialist something, right? AKA
Nazis.
Sorry for your listeners.
Wait. So you're telling me that Antifa...
That sounds a lot like the SSS.
The party that means anti-fascist is modeled after a fascist party?
That's what I'm saying it sounds like. I don't know. Like. I don't know. I can't stress enough how non-political I am make sure that your audience knows.
Right, yeah.
I have no fucking clue. But that sounds
a lot. As an outsider being presented outsider, this information.
This sounds like a lot like the SSS.
Yeah.
Or not the SSS, just the SS.
Yeah.
This sounds a lot like the National Socialist intervention or whatever the fuck it was. It sounds a lot like it. They dress all in black. They have a little bit of red. Yeah. It sounds a lot like it. Even the fucking logo, it's circular. Hey, swastika. It's in a fucking circle. Black, white, red.
Mm-hmm.
Same fucking color pattern. It looks a lot like it from an outsider's point of view.
And have you seen examples and videos of people in New York, movements in New York of Black Lives Matter movements, going to people who are eating outside and saying, like, put your fist up, or, you know, we're going to overturn your tables.
Or we riot?
No, or, like, we're going to come up and, like, flip your tables, like, while you're eating.
Just people who are just trying to eat.
Yes.
And they're telling you on camera you have to flip your tables, or is this, like, you on camera?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So this is videos of people saying you have to conform.
With coming in megaphones saying, you know, put your fist up, do you support us, you know, and then people putting their fist up in fear that they would come in. And then there's videos, too, of them actually coming and just flipping tables and right.
So this is like fear tactics.
Yeah.
Okay, so you remember when I said that there are a lot of similarities of World War II and now?
Yeah.
That is a similarity.
Yes, it's a huge one.
Because that is exactly what the SSS, or the SS, I'm throwing a third S. I guess I'm just trying to throw in Nazis?
Yeah.
Plural?
The SS.
But yeah.
The SS.
The SS. Whatever.
But yeah, no.
The double S. That's a lot of what they did. And then there was the street police of the Nazis, where they dressed in brown.
Yeah.
I can't remember what they were called, but there was S something.
The brown shirts.
Yeah, the brown shirts. Yeah. They still had the Nazi shit, but they weren't really part of the Nazis. They were like,
right.
They were the street people. That's what this sounds like, is the street people. So this sounds like there was an actual organization of Antifa. And it just sounds like it's going to be the next Nazis. It really does. From an outsider's point of view, who has sat here and looked at history, looked at the human history, and known that who is the leader of Antifa right now?
No one knows.
No one knows.
People assume... So George Soros, who I was talking about earlier, he funds Antifa.
Okay.
But there's no, like, set... There's not, like, one person that you can go to.
So here's what I'm predicting. And so far on your show, my predictions have come true. So far, I have a pretty good record.
Yeah. 1-0.
Because my predictions last time was, hey, you're going to raid Area 51. It's not going to go out the way you think it is.
Yeah.
I was right. It's not. I was wrong on how it was going to happen.
But it didn't. Yeah, you said.
But I knew you're not getting into that base. No. So here's what I'm claiming right now. Mark my fucking words. There's going to be a figure. There's going to be a lead spokesperson for Antifa. Because that's what Hitler was. Hitler didn't start off as a founder of the Nazi movement.
Right.
He gained
control of it.
No.
In a sense.
Well, yes, but no. Because the original person who was like the idealist of the Nazi movement, right? The
founder, so to say.
With all the anti-Semitism and all that shit, was a poet. Mm-hmm. And his name was like Eckhart or something like that. Started with an E. His last name started with an E. And he saw Hitler just give a speech. Mm-hmm. Because Hitler thought the ideals were perfect.
Yeah.
They didn't sound crazy to him anymore. That he was starting to make sense to some people. And he realizes. He listened to Hitler give a speech and realized this can be my public figure mm-hmm. for the movement. And then Hitler took over power and Hitler became crazy and all the shit. And then, as they say, the history, you know, was made. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Like you said, the public figure. There's always a public figure. It's not the guy that's really like...
No. Because the guy who really ran the Nazis was that poet.
Right.
Because he was the guy who thought of the idea. Right. Hitler thought, okay, I could be the spokesperson. Fucking fly. The spokesperson. Right. And then he took over. So what I'm thinking is that they're going to be like, okay, this guy can be my spokesperson.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the same thing. I really do think that we are going to be the next Germany in World War II. But it's World War III. I really do think this.
It could happen. It's not far-fetched. That's the thing.
History deems to repeat itself. That is one thing that we have all agreed on. History repeats itself.
Yeah.
Right now, we're in that part of history where the Nazis are playing the long game. And they're playing the political game.
Yeah.
That is where we are right now, political aspects, I think, anyways. Mm-hmm. Because of all the shit I've seen of history. I watched this documentary, or how do you say it? Documentary. You say documentary?
Documentary, yeah.
I say documentary. I don't know why I fucking say it like
documentary.
That.
Documentary. Yeah. So you emphasize the hairy. I just don't. Documentary.
I don't know where that came from, but I started emphasizing it, and now I just...
It sounds more professional.
Documentary. I guess. I don't know. I just say it because that's how I say it.
Yeah.
But I watched it called Hitler's Inner Circle. I think everyone should watch it.
Yeah.
Because it's so informative of how they play the political landscape of Germany. Because at first they were like, oh, whoa, hell yeah, like, oh, fuck the Jews. And then the Germans were like, no, mm-hmm. those are people. And Hitler was like, all right, we got to lay low on that for a second. And then, like, once we get into power,
we'll
push the Jews front of the line. They're the blame. Mm-hmm. That's what this feels like right now. Yeah. Where they just did their whole, oh, fuck whoever. Whoever they're picking as the target.
Well, you know who the target is.
Who?
It's right-leaning, MAGA-wearing
Trump supporters, basically. Yeah. So the target is Trump supporters, right? Right? All right. So that's the target. We're going to label them... what's the label
for racist?
Not racist, because they... Even back then, Germany said that Jews were racist. So an actual name.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, this is that party. This is who we're going to blame. Not the Trump supporters, because if you say Trump supporters, Kanye West is a Trump supporter, apparently. So you can't say Trump supporters. You have to pick that party. So as an example, I'm not trying to start a race war.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to say, as an example of history, Antifa is going to pick the white people.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
White people. That's our target.
Well, I was just saying.
And at first they tried, white people is to blame. And everyone was like, that's extreme. That's really extreme, which is what they did, correct? Did they not do that? They blame white people.
Yeah.
What was the backlash? People were like, that's too extreme, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Were there the sympathizers and were there like.
Yeah, yeah,
of all right, course. So there were the sympathizers.
There's plenty of people that sympathize and there's
But the majority of people said.
Yeah, no.
That's extreme.
Yeah.
Same shit happened in Germany.
Yeah.
That's where I saw the similarities. And when you said they dress in black and like there's a little bit of red and the white, that's when I, you know, fucking clicked. There's a lot of similarities that are happening right now, and we're not picking up on it. And we're not realizing that 2020 as a year is going to be a major game changer of how us, the United States, not the world, the United States functions. Because I really feel like we are going to be the next Germany during World War II. I feel like we're that next period. We just went through our economic depression, just like Germany. We now have a party who is blaming a certain race for all of our, all of the problems of a country, just like Germany. And now the public just said, no. No, it's not. It's not their fault. Just like Germany during those times. It's facts. Similarities. Facts. It's scary.
Yeah.
A lot of people thought we avoided World War III. We're gearing up for World War III. You and I are about to be on the battlefields. You do know that, right?
I believe that something's going to happen. And explained is very, like, it's like bringing it all together.
I saw on your face, it was a very oh shit moment.
Yeah, because my whole thing was like, you know, something's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. But your explanation of
it was a putting
these events in line is like, wow.
Watching your reaction was very oh shit. You didn't realize. This is something I've realized.
Yeah.
Just sitting in by myself.
Because I've always, like, people either on my show or just people I talk to have said, oh, they're just like Nazis. And it's like, yeah. But then when you sit down and like actually look
at the events. You point at the similarities.
Yeah.
And you point at how everything has led to a certain point. I guarantee there is that leader of Antifa. And Antifa knows who the leader is.
Yeah, the higher-ups
at least. But we don't. Why? Because did the Jews know that Hitler was really the leader back when it was first starting? Or did they just know that Nazis were a thing?
Nazis were a thing. Hitler was some guy.
Same fucking thing. So that's another similarity.
So you think, would you say that it's probably someone we know now? It's just then later on they'll come out as like the...
Maybe it's a guy that we're all just like, who?
Okay.
Yeah. Who the fuck is this guy?
Never know.
Who is this guy? He went to art school and he failed?
Well, that's true because, I mean, for a while Hitler was... It was Hitler.
He was a nobody.
Yeah.
He was in jail for a little bit. He was in jail for, like, what was it, 5 years. And he wrote a book called Mein Kampf, right? In that book, he wrote basically a Bible of anti-Semitism, of how the Jews are to blame, how the gypsies are to blame, and how the communists are to blame for Germany's downfall. If there was a book out there right now like that, but pointing at other parties... And it's for America. That's our person. Mm-hmm. That's the person. That's the person you need to stop right now. You need to stop him right now. Or her. You need to stop them right now before they take that shit to the extreme. Because I've already seen the extremists say white people need to just be eradicated.
They're saying that now.
I've seen it. And I don't want to start a race war. I'm just saying I see it happening.
You have to point it out.
You have to point it out to bring awareness to the fact that we are about to go down the same road that we've already gone down, and we've already gone down one tragedy. The Jews suffered so much during World War II, and not even the Jews, the gays, the blacks, the gypsies. The
gypsies, like you said.
Midgets. I'm sorry. Dwarves. Dwarves. I'm sorry. You're not allowed to say midgets anymore,
Are you allowed to say dwarves, too?
No.
They
prefer dwarves. They prefer dwarves over midgets.
Okay.
You're not allowed to say midgets anymore.
Right.
The most preferred is little person.
Okay.
So little people.
Yeah.
Suffered.
Yeah.
A lot. All those parties suffered a lot during World War II. Jews just got the...
They were like the spoke...
Oh my God. They got the fucking full, here's my dick, here's how big it is, and you're about to eat it. That was them during World War II. And they suffered. Tremendously. And it's terrible what happened to those people. It's terrible what happened to all those people in concentration camps. Not to say we weren't doing the same thing to Japanese Americans in internment camps. We just call it a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Internment camps. But it's about to happen again. And I don't want to predict it. But I know it's
coming. You don't want to be right, but...
I don't want to be right. But I can feel it coming. I can feel it coming. And it's going to be the new age. It's going to be technology. Mixed with World War II, which is scary. Because that means anyone can hack into the nuclear codes. Fuck it. It's a scary thought to think of. And this is 2020 as a whole. And this is what people aren't thinking about. And this is why I wanted to come on the show. This is the reaction I wanted from you and from everybody.
which is, oh shit, this year is a huge milestone in our history, and we're about to lead towards something terrible. And no one realizes it. No one. We're so wrapped up in politics. We're so wrapped up in people's emotions. We're so wrapped up in feelings. We're not realizing we're going down the same road we did already. Already. I'll fuck you ready, man. We've already gone down this road. As humans, as a society.
You said earlier, history repeats, is doomed to repeat itself.
History is doomed to repeat itself, and it's going to happen again. Do you think there's not going to be another R. Kelly? There is going to be another R. Kelly. Do you think there's not going to be another Epstein? There's going to be another Epstein. I don't want to say it to be sound like a terrible person. I'm saying it because history is deemed to repeat itself. It is facts. It has always happened, and it always will. History is doomed to repeat itself. Albert Einstein, one of the smartest people in the world, said insanity is when you do the same thing over again and you think a different result will come out of it. Albert Einstein said that shit. Yeah. Probably in a better way. I probably misquoted him in a way. But that's the gist of it. But that's the idea of what the fuck we do as humans. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. We haven't even talked about the killer bees yet.
Oh yeah, I forgot about those.
Because we just dove into politics, and politics is such a fucking powerful subject.
Murder hornets. There were like, you know, two of them, and
yeah, there was like two or three.
I feel like that was supposed to be like a big thing, and then
murder hornets was supposed to be a large factor that turned out to be fucking a meme.
Yeah,
a meme.
There's so much. There was stuff like that, like the fires in Australia, the murder hornets, that stuff got like brushed under the rug because COVID and Black Lives Matter took over.
COVID, Black Lives Matter, and just politics in general.
Yeah.
Trump was all of 2020.
Yeah.
I couldn't go outside without hearing, did you hear what Trump did? What do you do now? Well, he said this. Half of me went, the fuck are you talking about? And the other half of me went, well, I get what he's saying, but at the same time, you can't say certain things. And it was a crazy fucking time. After the murder hornets, it was just, did you hear what Trump said? Did you hear what Trump said? Yeah. Did you hear what Trump said? Oh, vaccines. Vaccine, 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 right. Vaccine, vaccine. Now, and I just saw this
meme. We're in the vaccine portion now.
Yeah, I just saw this meme, and I thought it was fucking hilarious because it was from SpongeBob, which you get so many memes from SpongeBob, it's ridiculous at this point.
Oh, yeah.
But the meme was a kid was crying from SpongeBob, and it said, I don't want a vaccine for COVID. And then it was the parent that just said, then why did you ask for one? And it was from SpongeBob, and it just made me laugh so fucking hard because we demanded vaccine, 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 vaccine. I want it. I want to go outside. That was everybody.
It's like cyberpunk.
Yeah, I want to go outside. I want to go outside. And now we're getting a vaccine. Now people are like, fuck a vaccine, bro. What the fuck? What? You want to put... No, I don't want that shit in my body. I know how a vaccine works. No one knows how a fucking vaccine works. No one knows how a fucking vaccine works. We're not scientists, but we think we are.
Why are you seeing all the videos of nurses and doctors and like public people taking the vaccine, and they like zoom in on it, and like the guy's like thumb is just like moving around. He's not even doing it. Or like the needle goes in, but then there's like no needle when they take it out.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen that, and I've laughed at it, but... Fuck, man. You want a vaccine, you got a vaccine. Now we need to see if the vaccine works. There's already been trials.
Yeah.
People have already started actually taking the vaccine. Like, there was a whole new, like, this is the first guy to take vaccine. Funny how it was a white guy. And I guarantee that's going to be part of the part of an argument later on down the line.
I'm cutting this part out. No. I don't want to start anything. No, yeah.
No. I'm not starting anything. I'm saying.
No, but yeah.
I guarantee knowing how. So no, not white privilege. Just I guarantee that someone is going to bring that up down the line.
Yeah.
Funny how it was a white guy, a white man, to be vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Little do people realize it takes balls to take a vaccination for a disease that, one, we weren't prepared for. Two, we know a lot about, but we didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
COVID has been around for a while. You do realize that, right? COVID-19. COVID, I'm sorry. COVID-19 has been around for a while. The guy
who was creating an anti-virus, a vaccine for COVID in China, disappeared, right?
Yeah.
Disappeared. The day it broke out, disappeared.
Yeah,
you know. And then his coworker died like a week later. So we've had this shit for a while. Mm-hmm. America just wasn't ready for it. The world wasn't ready for a pandemic. So a vaccine comes out. We're getting ready to start throwing vaccines out. Now people are like, "Oh, I don't want a vaccine. I don't want to do this shit. I don't want to run the risk." And you have all the anti-vaxxers, which is another political argument that I found interesting, but I just couldn't get behind, which was the anti-vaccination argument, which was it causes autism. Because there are so many reports showing that vaccinations don't cause autism. Yeah. And then there's that one fucking paper that says, hey, maybe. And people cling on to the maybe.
Right, because
there's factual evidence. No, it doesn't. But there's the maybe. Maybe. 1 in 10 people.
Everyone likes the maybe.
1 in 10 people. That I think that's a statistic. Like 1 or 2 in 10 people. Something along those lines. 1 in 10 people or 2 in 10 people. And people like to cling on to that and create it into like, well, 80% of the people.
That's like with pretty much anything nowadays.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous in the sense of panic. We panic our civilians way too much. Mm. Way too much. Way too much. I don't think it's right to cause panic when there shouldn't be, when we're already dealing with enough. Like COVID itself. Mm. The pandemic. The second wave that just hit us. Texas, Florida, Louisiana. Like the South got hit fucking hard for some reason.
Yeah.
South of America got hit hard. Not South America. The south of the United States got hit hard for some fucking reason. Then New York got hit hard. And then we were like, oh, shit, second wave. Here it is. Because we all figured a second wave's coming.
Yeah.
Just like the flu. We were all treating it just like the flu. But now a vaccine's out there just like the flu. And we don't want to do it. Mm. Are you going to do it?
No.
This was the question I wanted to ask earlier.
I'm not doing it.
Why?
Because I don't care.
You don't care what?
I don't care to take it.
Why?
Well, it was created within the span of, 9 months?
But that's under Trump.
I don't care. I don't care who is president.
Okay. Okay. That's a great stance to have.
Yeah. Trump. It's the Trump vaccine. I'm going to take it. No, I'm not going to take it.
Okay.
I don't care if it's Trump or Biden that's president. I'm not going to take it.
There you go. Just in case you want some spicy water later, you know.
Have
the label out. Fuck it. Yeah.
White Claw.
Yeah, there you go.
Spicy water.
Sponsor this man, White Claw.
Please.
You'll get my money. You get my money all the fucking time, so you might as well sponsor him.
So, no, I don't want to take it. Because, too, I believe that I had it in June.
My dad believes he had it in April.
My parents believe that they got it in November. And then I've talked to people that think they've had it before, but I'm pretty sure I had it like in June. And they're saying, oh, the antibodies only last so long. I don't care. Like, the disease itself, I'm not worried about the disease personally.
Okay.
The virus. So I'm not, I would, and two, they're, I just got on with, yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, I have someone. I have someone in my personal life, very close to me, who just tested positive for COVID. And, you know, she's going through it, man. And hearing her go through COVID, it sounds terrible. You can't breathe. Hmm. And then her basic explanation of it is you feel better throughout the day, and then you go to bed, and you start from square one. You feel like shit. You can't breathe. You have a massive headache.
It's different for everyone, though. That's the
thing. More than anything, it sounds like an annoying disease.
Yeah.
It really does. But it's so fucking out there now that it's been spread to be this huge fucking thing. I think
the vaccine is a good idea, for one. I do. But I want to wait. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
so you're wait. Not going to be the first one to take it.
No, no, no. I'm not going to be the first one to take it. I want to see how the trial goes.
Yeah.
I guess I guess, like, where you said you don't want to take the vaccine, I wouldn't be opposed to taking the vaccine. If I have a kid, I wouldn't be opposed to my kid taking the vaccine. But I want to know it works.
Right. Like, well, it's like the flu. The flu shot's been out.
Flu shot. Like, for, yeah, for
it. But great to me, like, I don't take the flu shot.
Okay, see. I don't. See, where I, maybe it's different for me. I went to a military academy, and we had to take the flu shot.
Right.
We had to do
that. Well, if shot. I have to take the flu shot, then I'll take the flu shot.
No, no. But, what I'm saying is we had to do it to the point where now it's just, it's a regular thing. Mm. Now it's just, oh, I'll take the flu shot.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. So I figured the vaccine is probably the same thing. Where
it's going to be the same thing.
It'll become a vaccine that'll just become, well, you gotta get your shot.
Yeah, yeah. It's COVID season.
Yeah, it's COVID season.
Right. So
I mean, fuck. Let's think about this. Ebola, which I mentioned slightly to you earlier, but not during the podcast, but slightly. Ebola came back for like 7 cases. Mm-hmm. There were 7 confirmed cases. Yeah. And I counted in the car, 7 confirmed cases of Ebola coming back. Remember when Ebola was a big thing? Mm-hmm. And gotta get the anti-vaccines. Yeah. Gotta get all this shit. I think COVID is going to be a little bit more than Ebola, to the point of, oh well, yeah, we gotta get the shot. It's a flu shot. I just want to see it work first.
Yeah, I think most people are in the mindset of, I'm not gonna take it now. I'm gonna wait till.
Do you think people are in that mindset of, I'm not going to take it now, or do you think people are in the mindset of, I'm not going to take it because it might cause more damage because of anti-vaxxers and because of what they've started with the conspiracies of autism?
I think a majority of people probably just don't want to take it right now, and they'll take it later.
Okay, so a lot of people are just waiting to see if it works.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a majority of America? Or do you think that's just a small percentage? Though that's what I'm asking.
No, I think it's a majority of America is just like, oh, I'm not going to take it right now. I'll wait and see like what happens.
But you're in the case of, I'm just never going to take it.
I'm just not going to take it. I'm just I'm not like an anti-vaxxer, but I'm just like, me personally, I'm just like, if I don't feel like I need the vaccine, then.
Okay, so what if later down the line you have kids? Are you going to allow them to be vaccinated, or are you just...
Yeah.
With
vaccines that I know are, you know, that work.
I guess a better question...
Because I was vaccinated as a kid, like...
I guess a better... all right, here's a better question for me to ask, because a lot of people think in this mindset now. For some fucking reason, parents have started... Parents, like people our age, have started where they give their kids the option... So I guess my question is, if you are a father and you have a kid, are you going to give your kid the option?
No, because you don't know shit.
Or are you going to wait till they're like a little bit more older, I guess, and more informed? Yeah, more informed. And then you give them the option of like, well, you could take your COVID shot or not.
Well.
Or flu shot or vaccinations, whatever the fuck, like.
No, I mean, when it comes to kids, and this is kind of like, this is like what we talked about with the transgender stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Kids they're not in the position to make decisions like that.
Do we even, like, were we recording when we were talking
about? I think we briefly talked about that. Yeah, maybe, we did. Maybe, we briefly brought it up. The kids are not in the position to make decisions like that.
Well, right, they're...
You explain to a kid the flu shot, they're like...
Well, if I explain to a kid, like, oh, well, you got to get this to survive, they're just going to think, oh, well, I got to take this to survive.
Yeah, but if you tell them...
It's the way you explain things, I guess, to a kid.
I could tell a different kid, if you get this flu shot, you're going to have, you know, a terrible mental disability called autism, and scare them, they'll be like, okay, I won't take it. So, like you said, that's how you explain to them.
Okay.
So, right. Then, you know... It goes back to really the parent is making the decision.
Okay.
With the transgender situation.
Yeah. Let's
at the end of the day, the parents are like, oh, we let them decide. But there's always one side that they're leaning towards.
All right, like,
like, oh, here, oh, here's a dress. Do you like this dress? Does do you look? Do you think you look good in this dress? Like,
all right, look. When it comes to the transgender community, I'm a big. I know I didn't really touch on this with you because I wanted to wait in case this came up. I'm a big advocate for the transgender community.
Okay.
Very large in the sense of you should be who you believe you are. Like. What I said earlier, yeah. When we weren't recording, for instance, if you decided tomorrow, my name is Alexa, right? I have no problem, no problem with calling you Alexa. No problem. But at the same time, if you have a 3-year-old child and you want to put your 3-year-old son, for example, on hormone blockers, and then 4 years down the line, your son says, I believe I'm a boy. I don't think I'm a girl. Mm-hmm. And you take him off those hormone blockers. And you think that's not going to have...
Long-lasting effects.
Long-lasting effects on the child. You're wrong.
Yeah.
So there is a sense of, I do believe you should be who you are. But you can't push it on children. Children exactly. is such a sensitive topic for politics in general. And I've discovered... Not really discovered. I've just sat back and I've watched people hide behind children with COVID, with transgender, with Black Lives Matter. A lot of people use children as a shield, and
or as an emotional stimulus.
An emotional stimulus, and a lot of what I find politics are is emotional stimulus. Yeah. So when the whole transgendered argument or not argument debate. In a better certain sense, was the forefront of attention, right? A lot of people were just having that, well, let them be who they are. It's not American. It's not Christian. When the argument that really was happening was, should you allow your child to make this life-altering decision before they realize who they are as an adult? Mm-hmm. I, for one, will never say you should be a man if you're born a man. If you feel like you're a woman, be a woman. Please. Please. I'll call you whatever the fuck you want to be named. But you have to let that kid make up his mind. Like,
as an adult.
Ruby Rose, right? We all know who Ruby Rose is. Yeah. But we all know who Ruby Rose is. Come on. We all know. She's an amazing person for the transgender community. She's an amazing actress. And one, she doesn't let bullshit come in the way of what she believes in. She stated, mm-hmm. I wanted to be a boy. And I was debating on becoming a boy, right? And then later on, she stated that, well, I'm glad that I didn't do it. I'm happy now. Mm-hmm. So if you, as a parent, for another, let's just say, and your child... says, oh, well, I'm thinking that I'm not comfortable in my body. I'm a girl. Mm-hmm. I feel like a girl. I play with dolls. Do you feel like you would be part of the parents that would kind of go with it and be like, all right, well, let's put you on hormone blockers. You feel like a girl? Or would you, let's just wait this out? Because that's a huge debate in the transgender community now.
Me personally, no, I wouldn't be like, let's try hormone blockers.
Yeah, that's a huge debate right now. Yeah. That's being swept under the rug. Is
My belief is, as a child, you are not in the position to make life altering decisions like that.
Oh, dude, as a child, I wanted to get a sleeve tattoo.
Yeah,
as a kid.
And what would it be of though?
Yeah, exactly.
And then like, you grow up and be like, why the heck did I do this?
Yeah, yeah. Like now, I look back on it, I'm like, God, those were some stupid fucking ideas. Yeah. I'm glad I got the tattoos I have.
As kids, how many terrible ideas do we have?
No, man, I'm glad I have the tattoos I have now. I'm glad I have what I have. It means something to me personally. Back then, like I thought of the ideas that I had, which one of them was oh my God. It was like a football or some shit like that. It was just because I played football.
Yeah.
So I just wanted a football on me. Yeah. And I thought that was just fucking stupid, man. It was fucking stupid. If it means something to you, then it should mean something to you.
Because, too, as a kid, your likes and interests change so much.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you go through phases. When you're an adult, you can, you know, be like, oh, this means something to me because it's been there my whole life or whatever the case may be. But yeah, kids are not in the position to make decisions like that. That's just my, that's what I think.
It's such a life-altering decision. And so many people are just not realizing that adults are giving the kids, one, power of that decision, and two, making them do it. Like there have been those cases of parents are like, well, you said you want to be a girl. You're a girl. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to be a girl anymore. But that's what you said. Mm-hmm. There are those cases that happen. And my heart goes out to those kids that have to deal with that.
Yeah.
There are those cases though where a boy feels like a girl. And then later on realizes that he doesn't want to be a girl anymore. And maybe he's just, gay or whatever. I'm not trying to put them in one box. I'm not trying to put them in one.
It's just an example.
Category. It's an example. Because I know people are going to spin everything a certain way.
Yeah. I mean, look, at the end of the day, every situation is different.
Yeah. So I know that those situations happen.
Yeah.
But my stance on it is you should not give that kid power to make those decisions.
Right.
I believe if you're transgendered, you're transgendered. If you're not, you're not. It's fine. But you can't give those kids that power. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're dealing with today, and we're not realizing it. Mm-hmm. That's another thing we're not realizing.
Yeah.
And it's scary because a lot of kids are starting to realize that maybe they are transgendered or maybe they aren't transgendered, but by then it's too late. Mm-hmm. And it's heartbreaking, some of the stories I've heard.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking. Like the wrestler in Texas who was a girl and is becoming a boy. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
All right. And he has to wrestle in the women's division of wrestling. Now, as someone who has wrestled, as someone who has done that as a sport, no. You cannot do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Because if I decided, oh, well, I identify as a woman. And then I go wrestle women.
Yeah.
People are going to be like, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. But he was a girl at birth and decided, I want to be a man. Now he's on testosterone. Mm-hmm. He's on all these things. I don't know if he had the operation for everything else. I don't know. I'm not that invested in his life. I just know.
Wait, so born a woman?
He was born a female.
Okay.
And realized that he's not a woman, he's a male.
Okay,
but he has to wrestle in women divisions.
Okay, but he's on the hormones and
yes. Yeah. So a lot of parents are saying he's on an unfair decision.
He's on steroids, basically.
Unfair.
Yeah,
yeah, because he has the testosterone of a man.
Yeah,
but he's wrestling women. I see it as that with the situation where people see it happening. Yeah. But we're not doing anything about it. Because the best thing we could do is just, hey, put him in the boys' division. Just put him in the boys' division. See if he does good. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. There is a UFC fighter who was a man and is now a woman. I can't remember her name. But when she goes and she fights these women, it is not like watching a UFC fight where it's... Right. Strategy where it's you can see their training, you can see everything. It is like domestic abuse.
Yeah,
it's watching domestic abuse. I'm sorry, it's watching domestic abuse on pay per view.
Right, because it's just you go in there and just
it's not the same thing. But
well, because that person doesn't have the fear of oh this guy might like sneak up on me. It's just the advantage over this person.
No. It's here's what I'm trying to say about this, because it's such a touchy subject. The girl who is now a boy, who is in the wrestling, right, is being prosecuted as someone who has been given an unfair advantage because now he's on testosterone.
Right.
Right. This woman, who once was a man, who is now a UFC fighter, who is beating the shit out of these professional fighters who, by all means, can beat the shit out of me. I know they can.
Is this a woman into a man as well?
No, this is a man who is into a woman. Yeah. Right? Who beats the shit out of these women on a regular basis. Like, domestic violence. Beats the... No. Like, there's some training there.
But you could tell she's using all of her strength to just ragdoll these women. It's a different standard. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to hold, him, who's in the wrestling, the woman who's not a man, to the same standard of, well, he's got an unfair advantage, then we need to put that fighter in the same in the same category. You know what I mean?
Well, let's put
it's a very different class of transgendered community. It's a very different class of what is fair
and
what is
in. What happens if you take testosterone?
Testosterone? Yeah. Then I, oh man, I'd be very violent.
Right, but is that allowed?
Yes.
For you to take testosterone?
Yes, it is.
Steroids?
Yes. Do you know we are taking testosterone right now? You and I, right now, sitting next to each other.
No, okay, so steroids, specific.
Steroids, okay.
Difference.
No.
Right.
It is unfair for me to take steroids.
Yeah.
It's completely unfair. Completely unfair. Mm-hmm. But that's so different.
It's different?
It's different. Because we know what steroids do. We don't really know what testosterone does to a female body.
I see what you're saying.
We're 90% sure.
Yeah.
But there's that 10% where we're just like,
it's not been happening long enough for us to be like, what's...
Yes, it's a very new subject that we're diving deep into. So we're getting all this outrage of a man who becomes a woman who beats the shit out of women, and then a woman who becomes a man who is also beating the shit out of women.
It's like almost as if you're looking at both those situations, and it's like, you honestly just, you sucked in, you know, you would suck in the men's division, but now they're playing against women, it's like, you have this unfair advantage.
Yeah, you have this unfair advantage. Whereas before it was, well, you were a man, but now you're a woman, and you still have this unfair advantage.
Well, when's the last time that a woman turned into a man and then played in the men's division? Like, I'm sure that's happened maybe, but that's not really a popular one. Because they would actually be at a disadvantage.
Maybe, but this comes back into where you were talking about how the media controls what we see.
Yeah.
Because I can't think of one.
Right. There might be one.
I can't think of one. I just see the outrage
Why would it, you know, make sense for a woman to become a man and then fight against
men?
Men that were born male versus...
Well, here's the thing. Here's my view on it, and here's what I hope a lot of your listeners and first-time viewers, because apparently the first time on video. Congratulations, by the way.
Thanks.
Yeah. Here's what I hope they realize is that unfair advantage is going to be there no matter what. And it's unfair because that's what the public says it is. You know what I mean?
That's always going to be there, meaning we have to accept...
Not that we have to accept. It's going to be there, though. And we're going to be outraged about it. People are going to be outraged about it. I'm not outraged about it. I just noticed it's happening. And I noticed people are getting outraged about it. Why not talk about it?
But you can't agree that it's unfair.
Why?
For a man to...
Become a woman and then go into the UFC? Okay, yeah. I do admit it's a little unfair because all their life they were born with testosterone. They have a different muscle structure. They have different bone density. Yes, I understand the scientific reasons why a physical sport is unfair for a man who is born a man who becomes a woman to compete against a woman who has been a woman her whole life. I understand why that is unfair to a sense. Why can't we just, you know, accept it, though? In a sense, you know what I mean? In a sense, where I understand it is unfair.
What would happen, though, is then sports would just become saturated by men again.
Would it?
Probably. Because then if we're allowing men to become women and vice versa, it'll just be the strongest individuals.
Oh, okay.
Which more than likely will just be predominantly men.
Okay. To counter that, how do you think you would fare against Ronda Rousey?
Not likely. Not at all.
Why? You're a man.
Right, but I'm not trained or physically fit for that at all.
So train.
Okay. Then maybe one day I could.
No, but what I'm saying is the women who are saying the same shit.
Yeah. But they will always have that. They will always have that scientific disadvantage, is what I'm saying.
They're,
and I'm not saying that.
Yeah, well, they're,
let me put it to you this way: Ronda Rousey's not going up against me or you. She's going up against the best of men.
No,
in that situation.
No, no, she is not. She's going against who is in her weight class.
That's true, actually.
So you would probably fit more in her weight class versus me, because if me and her went at it.
Yeah.
One, yeah, she would still beat the shit out of me.
But you
would
have a bit.
I have a better shot than you.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes, but even if they're in the same weight class,
okay,
I still believe that the man would have the advantage over her, scientifically speaking. Not every man, but generally speaking, a man who is in her weight class will have an advantage over her, naturally speaking.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Naturally, yes. Scientifically, yes. Because
what I'm saying, too, is like, you know, it's not me that's going and fighting these people. It's
yeah.
people that are in the sport that are...
That have been training to do this shit. That's what they know they want to do. Right. Yes.
So, and even when you compare it weight by weight class, let's put it this way. You actually might remember this because this happened in our English class when we did those Friday forums or whatever. Some guy, I'm not going to name him, but he did a speech on tennis players. And he said, he basically showed statistics that Serena Williams, the number one tennis player at the time, who still is.
Would be ranked like somewhere low, like, right?
Well, we're going up against the 200th men, you know, ranked men's player would still lose.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the same. And she's a beast. She's like a monster.
Oh, her but her going system, up the, against. The Williams sisters are fucking amazing.
But they said that, you know, her going up against the 200th ranked men's player in the ATP would be, she would still be beaten.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. I think I remember, were we in the same English class?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think so.
Senior year.
Yeah, senior year. Yeah, because I only had four classes and I was out by, yeah, that was my
after
last.
After that, yeah.
Yeah, after that I was out. So, like, y'all were still in high school and I was Audi 500 going to work and fucking American Dream or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, all right. I understand your point on that.
And then, too, in the long run...
But here's the thing. This is what the feminists and the transgender community are fighting for. This is what they're fighting
for. For their own downfall?
Is it their downfall?
Probably.
But what if they but what if they succeed?
How would they succeed?
Winning.
As men?
If a woman, born a woman, beats the shit out of a man... who was born a man, becomes a woman. Who's that victory towards?
I guess women.
That's the point. That's the point. In the transgender community, yes, I understand.
So they want to make men weaker?
No, no, no.
So that they can beat us?
No, no, no. They don't want to make us weaker. They want just that equal balance, which I understand has not been there. In years, well, really since the beginning of America, it's really hasn't been, that equal balance has not been there. Women's rights, all that shit, has not been there equally.
Do you think men and women are equal today?
Today? No.
In the sense of, under the eyes of the law, at least.
No.
No?
No.
How so?
I think women have the advantage.
Oh, okay. That's...
No, I personally, I think women do have...
Okay, under the eyes of the law.
Under the law.
Actually, yeah, let's talk about that. Yeah.
No, all right, under the law.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I do believe that women have the advantage. Why? Because there was a recent case that has been made a meme because it is so fucking ridiculous. A woman in Florida. So this involves you and me because we live in Florida. Was accused of breaking into a man's house with a machete... and then forcing him to have sex with her, or else she would kill him with the machete. That's what the news stated. Do you know another word for that?
Rape.
Rape. They never used the word rape.
So you believe
she raped him, but in the eyes of the public and in the eyes of the law, she just made him have sex with her.
Right.
When divorce cases happen. Nine times out of ten, who wins?
The wife.
Why?
Or the woman.
Why? Because I brought this up last night with a buddy of mine. Why? Why does that happen? Why does the woman usually win? Why? Unless she is a...
Unless
the mom of the child is a complete shitbag.
Yeah.
And you can tell she's a piece of shit. Why? Why does she win? Why? Because. He never gave me a good answer. So I'm asking you, someone who was finger on the political pulse of America, and someone who has people who listens to him, why?
Sexism. It goes both ways.
Why is that allowed?
Because the mother is...
The caregiver? The provider?
The
child?
Yeah, exactly. That's the view of it. See, men have some advantages, but women also have some advantages.
See, because...
Stereotypes, even.
All right, the point that my buddy made was the fact that the child comes out of the woman.
Okay, but...
that's the whole reason.
If you're all about equality, it takes two people to make a child.
Yeah, that's what I brought back to him. Is that it takes two to tango. Mm-hmm. It always takes two to tango. Yeah. You can't... Well, nowadays...
Well, because...
There's the artificial insemination and all that shit where, like, they don't even need men to reproduce. But those kids have been born with severe disabilities and fucking all the shit that's wrong with them.
They don't live long, though.
No, they do not. And a heart goes out to all those, you know, kids that died at a young age because the mothers decided to go with that route.
Yeah.
But... I brought up that fact, it is a fact.
Mm-hmm. No, it is.
100%. That women will legally win over men 9 times out of 10. And he couldn't come up with a better answer than because women give birth.
Now, I can't give you a justified reason for it, but I can tell you that it's stereotypical. Because if it was truly equal under the eyes of the law, the judge would have to look at it 50-50 and say, okay, who's the better person or who's more equipped to take care of this child? But usually, if you have a guy that's like this equipped and a woman that's this equipped, she might still win.
Yeah.
That's just true.
Yeah.
So there's no reason.
That guy has to make more payments.
Yeah.
Because he's more successful.
Yeah.
And he has to pay more money for child support. Hmm. Yeah. So this is the same argument that's going on in the transgender community.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to let you know.
No, yeah.
We rerouted from transgendered athletes fighting and competing in the divisions that they want to compete in to this. This is the same argument they're having. And we can't get over that. There's a blatant sexism that is going on in America that we can't get over. And... because of this year, we're not going to get over it. We're not.
No.
I already predicted where we're going. And we're going down a very dark path.
Mm-hmm.
Very dark path. Women are going to be empowered again because they're going to have more jobs. Because we're going to be at war. I don't know against who.
There's going to be some sort of
war. But we're aiming up. And it looks, from an outsider's perspective, it looks... like we're targeting the Middle East again. And I'm tired of the Middle East. I'm tired of the war in the Middle East. I'm tired of all this shit with them. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of hearing about it. Because we've been doing it since Bush Sr. with the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. What have you been hearing about the Middle East?
Oh, just that we're gearing up to go to war. Gearing up, gearing up, gearing up, gearing up. It's all I hear on the news. Mm-hmm. That's all I hear. Shit in the Middle East, shit in the Middle East, shit in the Middle East. Whenever we talk about the Middle East, there's always something going on, and either an ally of ours or we have to intervene. Right now, it's just our allies which are intervening, which is just like World War II, buddy. Again, we're fucking tying in to something that happened not that long ago. You do realize our grandparents were involved in that shit.
Yeah, and World War I was not long before World War II.
That's a generation and a half of World War II.
It was all in the 1900s.
And then World War I was like, that's the same generation that Hitler was in World War I and II.
Yeah.
He was there.
No, yeah.
It was a corporal in World War I, then he was in World War II. That wasn't that long ago. And we're gearing up for a third one.
Yeah. Again, it's going to, the confusing part is, like you said, who is it going to be against? Obviously multiple people. But because the thing is, we might have the way you were describing earlier.
Yeah.
The problem might be that we would have a civil war in America, and then therefore World War III would start, because
which is what happened in Germany.
Right. Well, because China would then want to try and take over the United States if we're at our weakest point. If we go into civil war, China's been waiting so long for something like this to happen.
Where have you heard this from?
We are at a war with China right now.
I know about the trade wars, but I don't.
Not just the trade war, but China has been trying to basically take the U.S. out from the inside. The president himself said, this is one of the famous quotes that it started with. He would never attack the U.S. because there's a gun behind every blade of grass.
Which president?
Current president Xi.
Trump? China's president said they would never attack America because there's a gun behind every blade of grass.
And then
That's true.
And China wants to become the biggest superpower. They are a superpower.
They kind of are, because
they are a superpower, but they want to basically become like unquestionable number one.
All right.
And the way they can do that is by, the only way they could take out the United States is by derailing it from the inside, completely dismantling us.
I mean, here's something that not all of us think about, but some of us think about, is that who makes everything?
China. Yeah.
They've already won. Do you not realize they've already won in that sense?
No, in that sense, yeah.
In that sense, they've already... I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But they've already won in that sense.
Yeah.
But they make everything. This, yeah. Now we're starting to come back with American-made products, which is why we're starting to really dig deep and, we need American-made everything. Mm-hmm. Because people have started realizing, oh, shit, China makes everything.
Yeah.
We need to start making shit. We need to start bringing money into our country. No, 100%. In that sense,
I agree. They currently have won. And unless there's a big change... Then yeah, I mean, that's all them.
What is the big change that they're looking for like to take over? In your political mind, what is the change they're looking for?
That they're looking for, ultimately a civil war in the United States.
They're looking for another civil war.
Yeah,
that's already happened. They missed the boat.
There could be another one though.
No, what I'm saying is that already happened this year.
The Civil War?
The Civil War basically happened this year.
No. No, like a legitimate Civil War.
Like a legit Civil War.
A legit one.
Okay, yeah. Because what I was coming at is a Civil War basically happened when George Floyd happened.
Yeah, but like...
That was the equivalent of a Civil War of today's era.
No, I would call it like civil unrest.
Would you?
Because a war is straight, like, when we're talking war, I'm talking straight up, like...
Oh, you're talking
about... Your side versus my side, I'm, like, gonna kill you.
Okay, and straight up, I'm gonna kill you sides? Yeah, that hasn't happened yet. But in a sense of your side versus my side, just that alone...
Well, because here's the thing.
That alone, that has already happened.
But that's not enough, because if China tried to attack us, we would all unite. Because we're not at that point yet where it's like, you know, if I like, the other side, you know, it's like... There's still enough energy to come together if a foreign nation attacked us. Okay. Like 9/11.
Okay, yeah. I was about to bring that up. Here's a beautiful thing about our country that I understand where you're coming at. Mm-hmm. Is that it takes one tragedy for us to unite together and say, fuck you. Mm-hmm. If a World War III were to happen right now, mm-hmm.
right,
and we're not involved, at first we're just going to be like, oh, well, that's fucked up. Yeah. All right, here's World War III. Get ready, boys. Mm-hmm. We're about to go in. It's going to take one travesty, mm-hmm. where they target us. Another Pearl Harbor, another 9/11. No matter what, we're going to band together. We're going to come together as a nation. We're going to say, hold my beer, watch this, mm-hmm. to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Like what we did with World War II. Like what we did with Vietnam. Vietnam, mm-hmm. not going to lie, we lost.
Yeah.
Vietnam, we lost hard. I've met and I know a lot of Vietnam veterans.
and the taste of ass that is in our mouth from that last war, the last big war that we had, Vietnam War, it's left a sour taste in our mouths. And you know, as Americans, we're very competitive.
Yeah.
And we want to be the best. If there was a World War III, I guarantee all those who are saying, fuck Black Lives Matter, fuck your racism bullshit, fuck white people, are going to come together and they're going to say, fuck you, to whoever delivered the attack. But at the same time, that was the Germans' thought during World War II. We're going to have a target, and it's gearing up. And I hate that I keep referring back to
But that's what I'm saying. They're waiting for something like that to happen.
But if China, all right, if China decides now's the time,
right now.
Yeah, now's the time. Right now.
No, it's not a good time.
Again, I understand.
Yeah.
But if China decides right now, now's the time. Antifa, who we talked about, is going to look at the Chinese and say, that's the target. And it's not going to it's not going to be China. It's going to be Chinese people.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know how many Chinese Americans there are in America?
A lot. Plenty.
Do you know how many rural areas there are in America? A lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Do you know how many places we can set up camps in America? A lot.
So, okay. That's if Antifa's ideas are in power.
Antifa becomes...
If they can infiltrate the government that much.
Infiltrate government, which...
Which they very well can.
They can. Because right now, they're on the same path as the Nazis.
Right.
They're on the same path. Right now, they're just...
But which party right now are they aligned with?
Doesn't matter. Okay, because the Nazis didn't align with the party. They were their own party. It did not matter.
Let me put it this way. What I think is unfortunate is that there is a party that's aligned with them right now,
and
not directly, but like they're more like sympathizers.
Who?
The Democrats.
Why do you assume the Democrats are part of the Antifa?
Because they're sympathizers to Antifa.
Why?
Because they will not denounce their violent actions.
Okay. Okay, so they don't denounce Antifa's violence. They don't take them seriously, or they're just like, all right.
Both.
All right, so you knew exactly what I was about to ask.
Yeah, it depends on the question.
Okay, so.
People on the right, they call, you know, Antifa a terrorist organization. They cause violence, you know, all this and that. And then you go to, like, members in Congress or in the Senate that are on the Democrat side. What do you think of Antifa? Oh, it's just an idea. It's nothing. Like, it's not, you know, what they say. It's not a terrorist organization. They're not anything to, like, take seriously, basically.
To worry about.
Right.
All
right,
great. So there were people like that. Again.
Yeah.
In Germany. Who looked at the Nazis and said, don't worry about them. What I'm saying is Antifa has the potential. I'm not saying they're going to,
but they have the potential. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not trying to create conspiracies. I'm not trying to, you know, like, oh, I'm right wing, I'm left wing. What I'm saying is they have the potential to do exactly what the Nazis did, because the Nazis had those sympathizers and they had those where they're just like, well, you know, they're fucked up, but we're not affiliated with them.
Right.
Like the Democrats are with Antifa. I'm sorry. I misrepresented. Because what it sounds like is that the Republicans are full against Antifa.
Yeah.
Correct? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There was that in Germany. And then there are those parties who are full with Antifa.
Yeah.
That was in Germany with the Nazis.
Yeah.
And then there are those parties with the Democrats who are saying, well, there's nothing to worry about.
Well,
that happened in Germany. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but they don't actually, I think they're saying, oh, it's nothing to worry about, but that's not actually what they're thinking. Is using as a cover.
No. That's
okay.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
That also happened in Germany.
Yeah.
A lot of, and it's amazing that all these comparisons are coming up right now when I wouldn't really stop and think about how much we're relating to that time period right now.
Right.
I would never stop and think about it. But just bringing this conversation up with you, I've just all the knowledge that I have on the fucking time era, with all the documentaries that are coming out and everything. It's scary.
Yeah.
It's fucking terrifying. So what's going to happen? Are you ready?
Sure hope so.
Are you really ready? Because I want to let you know, we're going to be the bad guys. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We're going to be viewed as the bad guys.
No, not by viewed. Their side. Were the Nazis the bad guys?
In Germany now.
Right.
To us, they were, though.
But Germany now, if you go over there and say, were the Nazis the bad guys, they're going to go, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so they knew they were bad then. It just took someone convincing.
Right. So we won't be, if you look at it from a non-biased perspective, we won't be the bad guys. But Antifa will be, or whatever
group. Yeah, yeah, we won't be the bad guys, but from a certain point of view, yes, Antifa will be the bad guys. But at the same time, it's going to become a point of survival for you and I.
Well, yeah.
For a lot of America, it's going to become a point of survival where you either side with them, mm-hmm. or you're going to get beat in the streets. I don't know about you, but I want to say whatever the fuck I need to do to survive. I'm not going to die for a cause. I'm not that strong a believer in anything. The only thing I will ever believe in that strongly is legalized marijuana. That's it. That's it. And marijuana is a term for a tobacco. A wild-grown tobacco is marijuana. That's how strong I am against that movement. Mm-hmm. Anything else? I'm not going to die. I'm not going to put my fucking life on the line. But I'm going to say what I need to do to survive. So if they're going to be like, are you with Antifa? Yes. But no.
Yeah.
No. And it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Yeah. Except I'm not going to even pretend to side with them. That's just me.
So you're going to say no?
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
So you're going to be in a camp?
Probably.
All right. Well, I'll visit my schedule with you. We'll do another one of these when the camp happens. Yeah.
I'll either be in a camp or I'll die fighting. Because, I mean, I got some firepower. Now, you know, so. Not saying it's going to end well.
I don't think that's going to end well, buddy. Because
It depends on how much power Antifa has.
Well, I think I think some of the Jewish people that died at the hands of Nazis had firepower.
So
are you just going to become?
Here's the thing.
All right.
Here's the thing.
No, this is a very deep topic, and I enjoy talking about it.
The difference that I see between Antifa today and Nazi Germany back then is that right now, Antifa would have to take control of the government and the police in order to be successful.
Which is what the Nazis did.
Right. So they would have to take control of the government at the end of the day. And I don't believe that a majority of the police or the military would side with them.
But, all right. I understand what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So I just want to give you a rundown on what I know of history.
Okay.
Nazis created, one, a police task, right? Mm-hmm. That was the first thing they ever created was a police task. The brown shirts.
Yeah.
Talked about the brown shirts.
Yeah.
That was the first thing they ever created. Those were the people that would go out in the streets and beat anybody who opposed them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they would just pull people off the streets and just beat the shit out of them.
That's what's happening now.
Yeah, that's what's happening right now, right?
Yeah,
it is. Okay. That's step one of taking over a government. Mm-hmm. Step two is the political figure comes out, says who he is, mm-hmm. or she, says who they are. They're going to get arrested. Right? If they write a book about their views, their political views, guarantee it's going to be a bestseller. Guarantee. And then they're going to play the long game. And then that's going to be in, like, when you and I are 30 mm-hmm. or 40. It's going to happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight.
Yeah, no.
Where you and I are going to be over in wherever the fuck. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we're looking at each other going, well, told you. Do a podcast now. Yeah. No. It's going to happen later on.
Right.
It's gearing up towards the same thing. Because the Nazis pulled the same fucking move. And they're pulling the same strings. As Antifa is pulling the same strings as the Nazis right now. I'm not saying they're Nazis. I'm not saying they're the newborn Nazis. I'm saying it is very scary how similar it is.
Yeah.
I'm not siding with one side.
Agree with you in all this. A different topic would have to be the Civil War itself, or because it's like, okay, let me put it this way. There was resistance against the Nazis, mm-hmm. but the Nazis were powerful enough to just take whoever they wanted to and basically put them in camps or kill them.
That was later. That's when they took over government.
Right, but what I'm saying is, I think if this was happening to us, at some point, mm-hmm. the American people's fuse is a lot smaller than the people back in when the Nazis were taking over.
Do you think so?
I believe that our fuse.
Look at what they were dealing with. Look at what the people of Germany were dealing with. They were dealing with the repercussions of World War One. They were in a depression. The Great Depression happened. That affected World War Germany as well. So they were in a depression of a sense, and then that's when the Nazis happened. Hey, guess what? We were in a depression of a sense, and then mm-hmm. Antifa happened. It's the same fucking
room. I just think that the group that Antifa would be targeting is much larger of a resistance than the group the Nazis were targeting.
The Jewish and the communists?
Yeah.
Buddy, that's a large fucking group to target.
Well, within Germany. Because they had to...
No. No.
Well, okay, hold on.
No, they wanted to eradicate everybody who was not Aryan descent.
Right.
That's a large fucking target. That's a lot larger than just, hey, you're a Jew in Germany. That's, hey, you're a Jew over in Austria. Can't have that. That was their mindset.
So which group did they take out first?
They took out everybody. Jews, political rivals.
So how were they able to do that?
Like, how?
Why was there no resistance at that time?
They didn't mention it. When they were in power, when the Nazis were in power, they didn't mention to the German people, hey, by the way, we have concentration camps going on right now. You want to come visit Auschwitz?
Well, no, yeah.
Yeah, come on down. Let's see all the fucking people that we're torturing. No, they didn't do that.
Right.
They kept it under wraps. They didn't tell the public what they were doing.
Right.
If you think Antifa is going to tell the public what they're doing when they start taking people into camps, if they start taking people into camps and they have taken power and they have that leader who is clearly Antifa, and we create a new salute just for Antifa, just like how the Nazis raised their right hand with Antifa, like, if we create that fucking movement, or I'm sorry, if they create that fucking movement, and then we're just like, oh, well, you know, all right, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's helping us economically, because the Nazis helped Germany economically with the roads.
So I think
with the money.
I think what would need to, like what you're saying is they have to basically do exactly what Germany did and play the long game. And take over the government and basically be very sneaky about everything.
I'm not saying they have to do everything the same route. I'm just saying...
But similarly.
I'm just saying they're on the same route.
Yeah.
It's shocking how similar it is. I guess hate speech, the whole nine yards.
Yeah. The way I see it going is that when I say our fuse is shorter, I feel like... Americans would get pissed off like now and just like figure out how to stop it.
But there are people now who are pissed off and trying to figure out how to stop it. How well is that working? How well is it working? Honestly.
Right. Not well.
Not well.
But I think that it's going to get to a point to where enough people will get behind it and be like, enough is enough. There's like...
You would hope.
Yeah, I'd hope, obviously.
Is that your beliefs, or do you just hope that's going to happen?
I believe that it will not be exactly the same. The way you're describing it to be like Nazi Germany, I don't think it'll happen the same way. I think that there's enough of a difference to where it's going to go down differently.
So you think people are going to realize, hey, we're going down the same route, and we can't go down that same route?
Yes, I believe that people will realize it before.
Okay.
Enough people will realize it before.
You're giving humanity, people, more than what they are capable of. Because one thing that has been a key factor through what we have spoken of like the entire time, history is bound to repeat itself. Bound to repeat itself. And if you go through the same process but expect
from it.
And if you go through the same process and expect a different outcome, you are considered insane. We're going through the same process right now. You and I, thankfully, of realizing that this is happening, are calling it out.
Right.
But there are going to be a lot of people who are going to target you and target me. Hate speech.
Yeah.
This is hate speech. There's nothing I can say that is going to, you know,
Convince them otherwise. Yeah.
It's just hate speech now. That's part of it. That's part of history. If you spoke out against the Nazis, or like, hey, Jewish people are people too, it's hate speech.
You're crazy. You're going to the camps.
It's hate speech. Hey, you're a political rival. Guess what? You like the Jews? Go camp with them. Mm-hmm. That was their mindset.
Yeah.
And if we don't check Antifa quick enough with how things are going,
that's what I'm saying. There needs to be the check.
It's the exact same route.
Yeah.
And it's terrifying. It's terrifying. Not for me.
Yeah, because you'll be a sympathizer.
No, I won't be a sympathizer.
You'll be a
Survivor. I'll do what I need to fucking do to survive. I'll live. I'll say what I need to say. But it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I'll probably end up like in a fucking camp. I'll probably end up. I'll be honest with you. Yeah. I'll probably end up in a camp. I'm not going to survive.
But you'll last longer than most people.
Probably not. Some people. Probably not. I probably see it as I'll probably be one of the first. I'm blonde haired, blue eyes. There's no fucking way.
You're saying you're not going to be able to talk your way out of it.
No.
You're going to try to, but you won't.
I won't even try to. Once they're like, hey, this is you, I understand the cards I'm dealt. I'll deal with it. I'll die. Fuck it. But it's happening. And unless we realize as a nation that this is happening, we're fucked. Mm-hmm. And that's why this year is so important. Biden just won presidency, and now people are waiting for what's next. What is next? What's the next big thing? Vaccine is now the subject that we're all talking about. Vaccines. Vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. What's next?
Beats me. I guess we'll have to come back and talk about it another time.
Oh, dude, I'm totally down with when COVID clears up.
Yeah. If COVID clears up, yeah. It's bound to clear at some point, and something else will take its place.
Oh, fuck. There's going to be another disease, man.
Something else.
We've always had a disease but it's disrupt never, yeah. our flow of living.
Yes. But anytime soon, I mean, it could be another disease, or it could be something else.
Like what?
Well, a movement, maybe Black Lives Matter, something like that. That was kind of like an equivalent of COVID in a sense, not economically speaking.
Why would Black Lives Matter be the next movement to?
No, I'm not saying literally Black Lives Matter. I'm saying like something big. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not literally that, but something will disrupt. Okay. You know, what's going on?
No, I. We're fucked, no matter what. As a nation, we're fucked. We're fucked, America. We're fucked.
It's all your fault.
Oh, well
maybe not. Some of you.
It's probably. All, it's all of our fault. faults, yeah. man. It's all of our faults. We're
starting to become aware too late.
It's always too late. It's hard to become aware on time.
A lot, and that's one thing I came to realize is that a lot of the times with a tragedy or anything, it's always too late. Always too late.
Yeah.
We always realize that something's happening too late, or not really even we realize. We just know. We know that something happened too late.
Yeah.
We knew that we knew. Like with the, again, concentration camps. We knew it was happening. America. Mm-hmm. We knew it was happening. It's not happening over here, though.
I mean, at the end of the day, we're just going to see what happens.
It's an uncomfortable silence that we're living in right now.
Just like that, right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now, today, it's an uncomfortable silence where we just go to work and we say, fuck it. And we don't know what's going to happen next. And it's scary for a lot of people. It's scary.
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel, man?
I'm just waiting to see what happens, honestly. Like, there's only so much that I can do where it's like, you know, I do my part and the rest is like, okay, I got to see what everyone else does. See if, you know, everyone else is on board the same way or, you know, there's a lot of things out of my control. So I do my part and just whatever happens, happens. You know, that's all you can do. I can't stop COVID and overturn elections and all this stuff, but yeah, but just gotta wait and see what happens.
I mean, that's the best way you can take it right now is just gotta wait and see what happens, man. Hopefully that's how people are starting to see things, is you just gotta wait and see.
There's no reason to be unnecessarily stressed about things out of your control.
Yeah, like I like it when people take action.
Yeah.
I really do. I like it when people take action against corruption. I really enjoy it. Like Black Lives Matter. For a point, I really enjoyed it. And then it became extreme.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I gotta separate myself. So I enjoy it to an extent. Mm-hmm. Once you become an extremist and you start really diving deep into these mindsets of like, oh, fuck you. I can't get into it anymore, man. I appreciate raising awareness.
Right. Raising awareness is great.
And I appreciate calling out bullshit.
Yeah.
I like my bullshit up front. If you're not going to give me my bullshit up front, what's the point?
Right.
What's the point? Can't think of one. I don't want to deal with it.
Just get it done. Get it out of the way.
Yeah. I don't want to deal with it, man.
Because if you let it sit, it just ends up smelling worse.
It marinates.
Yeah. You got to clean it up right away.
Yeah, yeah. You either got to grill it or you got to throw it away. Can't let it marinate like that.
All right. Let's cut it off because we're approaching 3:15.
How long is it?
3 hours and 15 minutes.
We've been talking for
three hours.
Yo, that's a great episode.
I know. It's going to be 20. It's probably going to be two.
Yeah. Fuck it, man. I mean, it's been awesome just talking about this shit and just talking freely of just mindsets, man. Hopefully this this helped people just think. Because that's all I really want
to
do.
It's material to think about.
Yeah, that's all I really want to do now is I don't give a fuck if people find me now and ask me my thoughts on this episode versus last episode.
Yeah.
The fucking alien conversation. I just don't want to talk about aliens anymore, man. I want to talk about us people. Yeah. I want to talk about people, man. How we deal with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this was a good exercise on that.
Yeah.
And I really do hope that people just stop and like look at us as a species, and we can evolve.
Yeah.
Past this.
Absolutely.
And maybe just come together for just a fucking month. Mm-hmm. Just come together.
Yeah.
Just fuck it. Fuck politics. Fuck the news. Just fuck it, man. Let's just come together. Legalize marijuana. That's my last fucking, that's my last stance, man. Just legalize it, bro. Legalize it.
All right. thank you guys for tuning in to this extremely special episode. Me and Taco giving it to you how we see it from two different perspectives, completely different perspectives, really. We agree on some stuff. We don't agree on everything, but that's just how it's got to be. I mean, people will need to do this more, come together
and just have a conversation.
Just talk. And not beat each other over the head with a baseball bat. But thanks again for tuning in. I'll see you guys next time. Thank you again for tuning in to another episode of the Gonzo Tonight Show. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can stay updated with when we upload new episodes. Follow us on social media at Gonzo Tonight. And be sure to check out the links in the comments and the show notes wherever you're watching or listening. Check out the merch. It's a great way to support the show to help us keep going and further evolve and grow, as well as the donation link down below is a great way to help this podcast continue and flourish. If you like what you saw, make sure you subscribe, follow, all that stuff, and I'll be seeing you next time. Take care.